Welcome to Her Wellness Reset Podcast. I'm your host, Chantel Matthews, and I'm obsessed with helping you go from feeling frustrated and depleted to feeling healthier, happier, and even more alive. So consider this podcast your go-to spot for strategies, tips, and motivation to keep working towards your wellness goals. I just know we're going to have a ton of fun together. So thank you so much for pushing play today. Let's begin. What's up, guys? You are listening to episode number 67 of Her Wellness Reset Podcast. There's been a little bit of a break the last few weeks because I've been diving pretty deep internally into my feelings, into my energy, and trying to really get clear on what I want the rest of this year and next year to look like. So really, the school year is what I'm saying. We had a really fun summer. Obviously, we went on a lot of trips and it was just go, go, go. And when we got back into routine, I definitely felt this shift of, holy crap, I really need to hone in and be aware of my energy and where it's going and really being intentional about directing it to the places that I want and need it to go. Prioritize my energy. And my biggest priority is obviously my home, my children, making sure I have enough energy space. And I'm not just talking about physical energy to do the things, but mental clarity so that I can actually hear them when they're talking to me, be present in the moment with them. And so that's why I took a break a few weeks from the podcast. I definitely was not on social media. I think I was only on like 10 minutes a day or something crazy like that. I had a few people reach out like, everything okay? Like, where are you? And I'm like, yes, I'm just making sure that I'm directing my energy where it needs to go. And I just felt like I was starting to be hypersensitive to the fact that I felt rushy, for lack of better words. Busy body. And I do not like wearing busy as a badge of honor. I don't want to be running around like a crazy lady from one place to another feeling rushed all the time. And that is sort of how it was feeling. So, as you see from the title of this episode, I did quit personal training. And it's interesting because it's not from a place of frustration or didn't have enough clients or I didn't like the place I worked or any of that. I actually loved personal training. I love my clients. I had an abundance of clients. I scheduled my own hours. I like the place I work. Like, there was no negativity within that world, but I was noticing that I was getting more and more hustly, frantic, busybody, running from place to place after work with the kids. And my top priority is myself and my family, right? And so I just started to take note of how I was feeling after the gym and like sort of that second shift of daytime shift to evening shift with your kids. You know what I mean? Like the homework, the practices, the games, or whatever it is, that shift was not going smoothly for me. And one thing that I'm a projector when it comes to human design. I don't know if you guys know about human design, but if you don't, it might be something that would be fun for you to look into for yourself because it just kind of shows you your personality, what tends to drain you, what brings you to life, and just making you more aware of the things that will help you navigate this life a little bit easier. And for me as a projector, I am not one that can just go, 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 have the energy all the time and just be able to sustain that. I require that time to go internal, that time to learn, that time to read, that time to sit, that time to meditate. And although I did feel like I was prioritizing that still, it was like very scheduled, very short-lived, and everything kind of felt hustly. And so I was talking to my husband about this hustly feeling, and I kind of just hinted like, I don't think that I want to work outside of the home anymore right now. Even though I already cut my hours and that seemed to be helping, I just still felt this franticness. So hang in there with me. Today's episode is a little bit unhinged, I guess you can say. I don't have any particular notes or anything. I just wanted to share this very personal, very vulnerable experience that I'm going through in real time, because I think other people can relate to this. So I was talking to him and I just felt like I need to take some time and just really dive deep into asking myself this question of, is this the time for me to step back from working outside of the home and focus more on my energy and having enough energy for the kids when they come home from school and everything. So it was actually a big decision to make because I don't just have one or two clients. Like, I have a good amount of clients that I'm working with at the moment. So not a light decision. And it wasn't just overnight, it was over time. And once I actually had a spa day just by myself because I wanted to shut out all the noise. I didn't speak the whole time I was there. I just wanted to sit in silence and tune into my body, tune into my feelings, and ask myself the question of, is this the answer for right now? And I felt a full body yes. Like, it felt good to say out loud once I got home and told Jared. It just felt like the right decision at the time. And I do recognize that we're in a position that I can do that safely financially. And so I don't take that lightly. I'm very thankful for that. And so I was able to just say, you know what, I'm going to pause that. I'm not going to work at the gym right now, and I'm going to focus on more work in the home, creating more space and peace in the home, getting it in order, and having enough mental clarity, emotional clarity to be able to handle like that second shift when the kids get home. And that is what's been happening with me. And yes, I have been having a little whisper of writing another book. And that will happen. I don't know exactly what that's going to look like. I have a feeling it's going to come to me the same way the other one did, when it was more of hits of inspiration and I just followed that and it worked out. I plan to do that. And I was just thinking, if I was able to write a book with training, with all the things with the kids, and now I have all this more space and time and clarity to write, imagine what's going to come through. And so that's sort of what I wanted to remind you of today, is creating the space to allow things to come in, to be intentional with your energy, to really be honest about your energy. Do you have enough mental, emotional, spiritual, physical energy for yourself and for your family? And I think, sure, we could always have more, right? But is there something that you can tweak within your own schedule, within your own life right now, that would allow you to have more time, more space, to have more peace into your life, to have more clarity into your life? And just to recognize what type of personality you have. What type of energy do you have? Are you someone who can just go, go, go? And in the human design world, that's called like a generator or a manifesting generator, that you just naturally have this energy to go out in this world and do, 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 and that lights you up and gives you extra energy. Or are you someone like me, a projector, who requires more rest, more time and space? And just being honest with yourself about that. It doesn't mean I'm lazy. It doesn't mean that I've given up on everything. It actually means that I'm understanding myself more and I'm creating more space so that I can create something with even more depth, even more soul, so I can really learn the lessons and share the wisdom that I'm gathering. I so wholeheartedly feel that for myself right now. So I want you to think about your life. Think about your human design, if you already know it. Think about your personality, your schedule. Do you feel rushed and frantic all the time? Are you carrying around busy like a badge of honor? Is that all you talk about with your friends, is how busy you are? If so, what can you do? What can you create in your schedule that will allow for more space to be able to either work on the things that you want to work on creativity, or just have more energy for your family or for your physical body, or more rest? Can you feel that right now? Like, this is our time to really get clear and intentional about where you are directing your energy. Your energy and your time is such an asset to your family, to your home. You need to be radically honest with yourself about how much energy you actually have. How much are you actually there hearing your kids, your spouse, or are you just cluttered mentally? So let's clear some space. Maybe it's not quitting your job. Maybe we don't gotta go wild like me. But maybe it's saying no to some things. Maybe it's letting go of something that you've done for so long and you just do it because you're used to it or people expect it from you, but maybe it's time to let it go. Maybe it's time to be intentional about creating space where you do nothing throughout your day, even if it's 5 minutes of breathing. So that's all I have for you today, to share that personal experience with you and for you to just sit back and think about your own energy, your own schedule. Do you feel frantic? And you know what? It's not even so much of just working, because there's some stay-at-home moms as well that feel frantic throughout the day and they're not necessarily working outside of the home. Maybe even when their kids are at school, they still feel like they don't have enough time. So there's something that is bogging your brain down. There's something that is not aligned. And how can we get your schedule, your energy more aligned? So why don't you take some time this week to sit back and journal, get out in nature, be by yourself. Yes, you can actually do that. You can create time in your schedule to be alone, to ask yourself these powerful questions. And that's all I have for you today. And I will see you on the regular, because guess what? I've created the space and I actually really, really love doing this podcast and talking with you guys and sharing these lessons that I'm learning and being able to help you tune into yourself a little better. All right, guys, we'll talk to you next week. Bye.